This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Talking about a big story that broke right around airtime, and that is the Erie County Legislature has gone on record in a 10-1 vote opposing wind turbines in Lake Erie. Thank goodness. And as our previous caller said, we need to regard, in my humble opinion, the Great Lakes in the same way as we regard our national parks. Love the line. Wish I'd actually come up with it instead of Patty. But anyway, we are joined right now on News Radio 930 WBEN of the Trocare College WBEN live line by Assemblyman David DiPietro, because today's vote involved Erie County. But obviously, as state assemblyman, David DiPietro is a representative from Western New York who represents the people of his district in Albany. David DiPietro, thanks very much for being with us. It is appreciated.
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Thank you so much. What can you tell us about the New York State push for green energy and wind turbines, and no pun intended? What is fueling that, or whom is fueling that?
Sure, but before I do that, Tom, I would love to go on that D-Day trip with you. That's been a bucket list of mine for 30 years. My dad was World War II, and I've been wanting to do that, and that sounds like exactly what I... So if I can get the dates, I'm going to... Don't be surprised.
Oh, excellent.
If I show up on that with you. That would be so cool.
That would be awesome. We would love to have you.
Let's go back to this. So... First off, why do they want to put, what is the push to put wind turbines in Lake Erie? What is the, you know, you can put them anywhere, right? You can put them on land. Why do they want to put them in Lake Erie? What are they going to get out of it? The answer is every ounce of energy that we get out of Lake Erie, because I've seen the reports, goes to New York City, and I think there's a small percentage that's going to drop off into Albany. It goes on the grid and gets shipped right down, because if you remember, a few years ago, they closed Indian Point Nuclear down on Long Island, outside Long Island, and that supplied about 20% of the energy to the city and surrounding areas, and then they had to scramble to bring in energy from other states in Canada. And that's become such a cluster because of the environmentalists and the socialists that New York City has rolling blackouts. You don't hear about it up here, but they are scrambling for energy, and it's nothing is going to benefit Western New York. People say, well, maybe some jobs. No, they won't, because the companies they hire to put that in will be using 90% of their own people. Maybe some small contractors out of Buffalo, possibly, but most of that's going to be their own people coming in and doing the work. There is no sane, logical reason to put those in Lake Erie, and your previous callers have been great on telling you the environmental effects. The other thing is, if you've got these environmentalists, Tom, wouldn't you think that they would be all over this? So about 2 years ago, Patty, who I've been working with for a number of years, a bunch of us, we had told her to get to a Democrat. As you know, the Democrats control the state and the voting process. So we said, you know, get to a Democrat and put the bill in. She went to Pat Burke. Okay. Pat Burke wrote the bill. Last year, when she told me about that, I said, well, let's look this up. This should go. I don't know why this isn't going, Patty, because you've got so many assembly people, Democrats around Western New York, on Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, and the ones down in Long Island and New York City are always screaming about this stuff in the Atlantic. So I said, let's look at it. There wasn't one co-sponsor on it, Tom. Literally, he had written the bill, but I think he was told, don't bring it out. Don't give it to any of our members to sponsor. That's horrible. But that's... And now you could call him and ask him why he didn't get any sponsors on it for an entire year. So I wrote the bill, and I said, I told Patty, I'll hold it until you guys figure this out. But another person, Crystal People Stokes in Buffalo, who has part of the waterfront, where has she been? She's been totally silent on this, unless you've talked to her, I've not heard a peep about this. And you got to remember, they need the energy in New York City. The state is broke. the budget, this budget that hasn't come out but will be, the comptroller has said with this budget, whichever way it goes, we're going to be in 2 years over $20 billion in the hole and with no way to get out of it. They're kicking the can down the road. So with the energy, they need this. They need this to get to New York City. They need to find alternative sources because they have kiboshed on those gas pipelines, as you know, coming over, the natural gas coming over from Vermont, the different states, Canada, and they're spiting their nose for their face, however that saying goes, because they don't have enough energy. They can't do new builds of some places in the city because there's no energy to supply them. There's no electric. So it's, this whole thing is, it's all political. It's all money. Like you said, Tom, you mentioned it, and that's, go no farther. You could do your whole show on where's the money going. That, and that's exactly where it is going. And that's why I always question. So in Western New York, we don't want them. 10-1. Why would one person say, I want him? I'd love to hear his reasoning. You know, I'd love to hear why he thinks we should have them in Lake Erie and what benefit it's going to be to us, because we get no benefit. We will not get 1 ounce of energy. It will not lower our rates. It won't go on our grid. It goes right into New York City.
Well, yeah, well, you know, David, one of the things I should mention, talking with Assemblyman Dave DiPietro, News Radio 930 WBEN, I've done a number of shows on wind turbines in Lake Erie, and I oppose them with a great venom and fury in my soul. I don't think we've had a single caller on the program who has called in to say, I think wind turbines on Lake Erie are a great idea.
You're right, Tom. You are. You're like one of the sane voices around here. I love it. So you're right. And it's always follow the money down in Albany. The corruption drips off the walls. I say it out there all the time. And this is one of them. Why would Pete Harcum down there want to do a pilot? Why don't you do it down on the Hudson, Pete? Why don't you do it? Why don't you just flood the Atlantic Ocean right off into the city? Why do you have to come up to Western New York? What benefit? If the benefit is they need energy from wherever they can get it, and that's, they're looking in Western New York, and they have a lot of the elected officials are beholden to New York City. Let's be honest on the politics. New York City runs the show, and if you want to be anything in the Democrat Party, you better do what the New York City people tell you to do. Don't do what they tell you to do a couple times, and you're out. You'll be primaried. You'll be ostracized out of the party. So that's why you don't see sponsors on the local bills. You don't see any of the Democrats standing with us when we go out. And I've done so many rallies with Patty all over Western New York on this wind turbine issue. And I have not had one Democrat stand with me yet.
Wow. Kind of like the CO situation for the party that always stands with labor, unless it's the COs, I guess. But talking with Assemblyman Dave DiPietro on News Radio 930 WBEN, the Erie County Legislature has gone on record in a vote today, 10-1, to oppose wind turbines in Lake Erie. And David DiPietro, as far as the situation in Albany, basically... I know that NYSERDA is involved in this, but where are we with respect to New York State? Because the way I analyze it is these people will be back. They are ferocious. They are tenacious. And if they want something, especially something subsidized by your money, my money, and everybody else's money in New York State, they're going to try to jam it through when people aren't paying attention.
Oh, Tom, 100% correct. They are not giving up. Even when NYSERDA came out finally a year and a half ago and said, no, it doesn't make any sense. We've done the study to put them in. You know what? They poo-pooed it in Albany. No, they'll believe NYSERDA when it fits their agenda. But this one didn't, and they poo-pooed it. It's amazing the contradictions that they have. The state is, if you remember a quick story, way back when I started, there was always the Cuomo and Sheldon Silver on the fracking issue. They played both sides for how many years? 3 years? And Sheldon Silver, they estimated he got $6 million off of those lobbying efforts, pro and con, as they were both trying. And then they finally said no fracking. And Cuomo got a little more than that. They just extorted them for the money. And they're doing this around the state, not just in the Lake Erie, but on these other wind and solar issues. There's big money, and they're not going to let this go, Tom. You're 100% correct.
Yeah, they absolutely, they're going to be back. But for right now, anyway, where does wind turbines in Lake Erie, where does that stand? And what are the chances that in our lifetime, we may actually, well, we won't, we will see the wind turbines in Lake Erie after all?
Well, it's, Tom, it's probably a three-year issue. Okay, it's dead for now because of the output crying. And I mean, just Patty Meckes, Cautile have done a phenomenal job of educating and going town to town to town to get this support. And I'm shocked that there are still a number of towns who have said, no, we don't want to get involved with it, which is really, I find incredible. But I think it's usually a three-year cycle. And I would think that this year, next year, nothing. But depending on what happens, again, in about 2 years, if not if, but when Democrats that control the state don't do anything, when this budget explodes, they're going to be looking for alternatives to bring revenue back in. So I would say a couple years, we're good.
Assemblyman Dave DiPietro is with us on the Trocar College WBEN live line. And maybe you can answer this question for me, because we've got people within Albany who want wind turbines in Lake Erie. We've also got the International Joint Commission. We've got, obviously, the states having certain powers under the 10th Amendment, the federal government having certain powers. So at the end of the day, Assemblyman, who actually has jurisdiction over the Great Lakes and what actually goes into the Great Lakes?
I'm pretty sure it's federal government. I think at any point the federal government could step in and say no, because remember, we split that lake with Canada. And so whatever we do will affect the other side. It's not like there's a big wall in the middle of the lake that stops anything from happening. If with the pollution that could occur, what they talked about earlier, that could affect the Canadian side. So I think the federal government would have the last thing. And Tom, one thing too, last month I've been working on this for months, and I finally put in a bill. I don't know where you stand, but I'd love to see those chemtrails stop also in the sky. Those are crazy.
I don't know what to make about chemtrails. My bride has very strong opinions on that, but I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know if chemtrails are real or if people are just seeing something where there is nothing, because our bombers in World War II, you mentioned your dad and his involvement in World War II, our Army Air Force and the Brits with their Lancaster bombers and even the Luftwaffe, I mean, there were vapor trails that were formed in the skies over Europe, and I'm trying to figure out if there are, in fact, chemtrails, and if so, who is responsible?
Yeah, there's about 17 states have done it already, so outlawed them. So it's in all the research I've done is they are true, they are real. It's just a matter of what's in each one as they go up. When you start seeing those grid patterns, it's a little frightening, I guess.
But I do wonder about weather manipulation. I will say that.
Yes. So I do hope to see you in July, Tom. That is something I'm going to look into that.
Well, we are actually going in August of this year,
okay,
to the D-Day
August.
Beaches of Normandy. Yeah, definitely try to free up the schedule, and be a pleasure to have you along. We'll have royalty with us. Assemblyman David DiPietro, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dave DiPietro on the Trocar College WBEN live line. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is John in Orchard Park. Did the Erie County Legislature do the right thing today? You're on WBEN. Hello, John.
Hello,
of
Tom.
Orchard Park. Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to personally thank you for your program today. It's consistent with what you've been doing over the several months, supporting taking wind turbines and not allowing them in Lake Erie. And I was very successful today with the legislature. I serve as a minority leader of the legislature, and had a lot of conversation with our new chairman, Tim Myers, about this over the several months of calling
this
out.
This is John Mills, by the way, who's also joining us on the Trocar College WBEN live line. We read your Facebook earlier on the air, and of course, everything always happens just as I'm getting ready to or just have gone on the air. There's a certain mysticism about the whole thing. John Mills is with us from the Erie County Legislature on News Radio 930 WBEN. Do you have any insight? You just brought this up. Any insight into the kind of pressure the Democrats with whom you work in the legislature, the kind of pressure they may have been under from Albany to not vote to oppose the wind turbines?
I think they were told by the governor and the other people down there that surround the governor that this was something that they shouldn't do. And I think that's why this resolution stayed in committee for over a year. And I think, with Patty and Dave from Carlisle putting the pressure on going one-to-one with each of the legislators, I think that helped break them loose. But I still am puzzled at how they just turned around and supported this. I was shocked, to be honest with you. But I think it sends the right message to Albany and the governor, who, by the way, is from Hamburg, New York, originally, as a councilwoman.
She was also originally very pro-Second Amendment. David Bellavia says she was a virtual Annie Oakley. And look at her now.
Well, she's a camellia. You know, it changes, yes. Changes colors when she suits her. And very disappointing. But from the legislator standpoint, I think... getting together and working together is so important. I wish we could do this at the state level and get more working together at the state level.
John Mills is with us from the Erie County Legislature. Why did tell us a little bit, if you will, about the history of how today's vote became today's vote?
Well, this goes back almost 15 years, and I've been in the legislature. It's my 20th year, and. Sharon Trumbot from the town of Evans was really the person who started Crawtile. And back 15 years ago, we had the same issue developing, and it went away, believe it or not, 15 years ago. Now it's a new adventure, and we have to stay the course. And with Crawtile now, a 501c corporation, it's going to be around for a while, as long as we have people that want to continue to run it. So that's going to be our safeguard against these crazies down in Albany trying to reinvent this again in the near future.
What is the single best argument you would make against wind turbines in Lake Erie?
Our drinking water. That's number one. What are you going to do if you turn the faucet on and you can't get water out that's available in order to drink it, and that's safe water? That's number one. I've been around a little while, Tom, and I can tell you that I remember when the federal government declared Lake Erie a dead lake back in the 70s. And just before that, the Buffalo River caught on fire. Those toxins that are in the bed of the lake have to stay there. Otherwise, we're going to be in big trouble with our fresh water supply.
Well, John Mills, thank you very much. We appreciate your time on the Trocare College WBEN live line. So one quick final question for you is, this vote today by the Erie County Legislature opposing the wind turbines on Lake Erie, can you just explain the fact that this is basically symbolic and really doesn't have any authority over what the state eventually decides to do?
I think it's more than symbolic, because I think what it does is put the elected officials, people making those decisions, on notice that there is a group that is working very hard to make sure their agenda doesn't move forward. And I think elected officials are scared to death about opposition from the general public, and we don't have enough of that going on. But when we do, there's results. And I think that's the biggest situation we have here.
John Mills, thank you very much for joining us. Much appreciated from the Erie County Legislature Minority Leader John Mills. And it was John Mills' Facebook page that we quoted at the beginning of introducing this topic. I had to put the other ones on a shelf.